Imagine this. It's a typical Saturday afternoon. Four teenage girls are strolling through the mall together. The girls enter a store and browse through skirts, jackets, and pants. After picking out a few items that they each like, they go into the dressing rooms and try on their clothes. One girl slips a cute skirt into her bag. The girls walk out of the dressing rooms, and after a few more minutes of shopping, they leave the store. This isn't an entirely uncommon trend among teens. In fact, according to the National Crime Prevention Council, about 25% of apprehended shoplifters are teens between the ages of 13 and 17. With more than $10 billion worth of goods stolen from retailers each year, it's become quite a problem. Not every teen gets away as easily as the girl from the story. But according to the National Association of Shoplifting Prevention, shoplifters say they are caught an average of only once in every 48 times they steal. Even then, those who are caught are only turned over to the police about 50% of the time. Many stores hire personnel to prevent shoplifting and crime, but sometimes it just seems to go unseen. If you are caught, there are consequences. I asked Gary Schwarz, a juvenile probation officer from McLaughlin Youth Center, what the sentences are for first-time shoplifting offenders.
If it's a first-time offense and it's a misdemeanor under $500, the juvenile is not an acknowledged gang member, he's not an extreme mental health case, he's fairly compliant. What we would do is try to send that case to Anchorage Youth Court for appropriate consequences from people their own age. There's two benefits to that, the one being that you're getting consequences from hopefully people that you understand better than someone my age. And equally important, you are avoiding formal court and adjudication, which is juvenile language for a conviction. If they comply with Anchorage Youth Court, they will have no formal criminal record adjudicated in court, nothing to stand in the way of the future.
Gary mentioned a program called Youth Court. Anchorage Youth Court is a court for youth by youth. Teens with first-time minor offenses can choose to go through youth court system to be sentenced by their peers, rather than by the state judicial system. All of the judges and attorneys involved are Anchorage High School students. Though it may not seem apparent right away, shoplifting affects everyone on a daily basis. It increases our costs at stores and affects our retail experience. Jeff Levin, an employee of a retail store in Anchorage, talks about how store customers are affected.
For instance, we carry a very popular brand called Arc'teryx, and you know, at one point in time, so many of those jackets were being stolen because of the high price that we actually had to stop carrying the jackets for a specific gender. Because like the store just couldn't make enough money off of the jackets because such a high percent were being stolen. So then we would start getting customers coming in and saying, oh, well, why don't you guys carry it in, you know, for us, you guys carry it for the other people. So it was more of a customer service issue at that point.
In case you need more proof that shoplifting hurts everyone, I sat down with Jeff, Gary, and Sam Holly Klein, a judge from Anchorage Youth Court, and asked them if they believe shoplifting is a victimless crime.
This is Sam, and I would say that no, it's not a victimless crime. In fact, it affects everyone. You see, when someone shoplifts and they get away with it, the store loses money. So to stop that loss of money, the store has to do things like put extra security tags on things, install extra security cameras, you know, hire extra loss prevention officers. All those things cost money. So to help make that money back, they have to raise prices on items. So now everyone who shops at, you know, whatever store is shoplifted from is going to have to pay extra for whatever item, so it's going to cost more.
This is Jeff, and I would also just like to add, I completely agree with you there, but as well as that, it also adds to the stereotypes that, you know, teens face on a regular basis, where you've got just older stores that have been there forever that just, in their experience, it's been that teens or a certain age group or a certain race even have been known to shoplift at that store. So after a while, profiling comes into play and it becomes almost an unwelcome environment to shop there.
This is Gary, juvenile probation. Whether accurate or not, several weeks ago in the paper there was an article about shoplifting and they estimated $37 billion in retail property was stolen in the United States last year. That's affecting us all. It's certainly not a victimless crime. I've also read, accurate or not, that perhaps $7 of every $100 we spend in stores goes to cover what's stolen, more security paychecks, cameras, and so on. I think we all pay for shoplifting.
Okay, thank you. Are the options for punishments that are open or that are in place now for either youth court or not effective? Do you think they deter people or do they teach consequences?
Well, yes, I think they do. Based on what we've seen, what I see in the courtroom when I'm able to talk to the defendants, the people who have committed the crimes, I like to think that I can see that they really take it seriously and that they understand how bad it is. And the sentence really is more of an afterthought. What they're seeing in Anchorage Youth Court, in a courtroom full of their peers, is that it's not just the adults who think this is bad, it's everyone around them. It's people who could be their friends, people who could be their neighbors, people who could go to their schools.
This is Gary, and I would most certainly believe that it has an effect. Most of the teenagers we see are good kids that made very poor choices, and it extends all the way specifically to the home. A lot of the kids, they've managed to lose the trust that they gained in 15, 16 years in 15 or 16 seconds with their parents when the police call or when the store retail theft people call. And by the time we see them in the office, and by the time they're seen in youth court, they've heard it in so many different ways that it really does seem to make a remarkable difference in their attitude.
Do you think there's better ways or there's any other alternatives to sentencing shoplifting cases that would be just as effective?
I don't necessarily believe that there would be a sentencing issue that could be changed. Obviously, there are always alternatives, but I believe that one thing that could help over the long term would be to maybe lessen the laws on labor, because the younger you are able to work and actually make money, I believe that the more responsible you become earlier on in life, and the less likely you would be to make those decisions if you know, oh, I only need to wait a month and I'll have enough money to buy this MP3 player.
Do you guys have any other ideas about how the rates of teen shoplifting could be reduced?
Perhaps programs like this will help. And I think the reason youth court is so effective is teens hearing it from teens.
This is Sam from Anchorage Youth Court, and I agree completely. I also think that, yes, programs like this do help to raise awareness, because I think that if teenagers especially see how much the fact that they're going to be paying for things because of shoplifting, I think they'll see that it gets a lot closer to them than maybe they realized before.
Why is it important to take first offenses so seriously so they don't relate to bigger problems?
This is Jeff. I believe that if you kind of get at an issue, the first time, the person is most likely not to do it again. I've actually known a few kids that, they were definitely heading down the wrong path, and one event like this, they went to youth court, and it definitely changed them. They're straight as an arrow now, just because of that. I think it's kind of the intimidation of having to go to just youth court, really shows them that going to real court or jail is going to be much, much worse than doing a few hours of community service in order to make up for what they've done, as well as paying those fines back.
If you can nip that early, the person that gets caught shoplifting early in life, the younger the better. I've seen kids in my office as young as 8, and I really believe that if you can get it first, before it gets out of hand, you got a lot better chance of turning it around.
I've been talking to Gary Schwartz of McLaughlin Youth Center, retail worker Jeff Levin, and Anchorage Youth Court Judge Sam Holly Klein. Remember that girl at the beginning who got away with shoplifting? Perhaps if she, and the thousands of teens just like her, thought harder about their actions, teens wouldn't have such a bad reputation with retailers, and we'd all suffer fewer consequences from shoplifting. For At Me, I'm Sarah Perman.